This week in Indian Country, the Cherokee Nation moves to preserve an historic schoolhouse, a Nebraska congressman seeks special recognition for Chief Standing Bear in the Ponca Tribe, Northwestern State University obtains a grant to improve child welfare services in the Cherokee Nation, a member of the Osage Nation is confirmed as special trustee of American Indian Affairs. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. The Cherokee Nation and its businesses are donating $120,000 to restore and preserve a nearly 100-year-old schoolhouse. The schoolhouse was built in 1917 and served as the main building at the Dwight Mission in Vian in eastern Oklahoma. The Dwight campus is where missionaries provided education and instruction to Native American students. Dwight Mission was initially established in 1820 in Russellville, Arkansas, but was relocated to its present-day location in 1829. The Cherokee Nation leaders made their pledge during an event Friday at Dwight Mission. The Walton Family Foundation is matching the donation. A Nebraska congressman says he'll seek federal recognition and a special designation for the trail the Ponca tribe took during a forced march more than 135 years ago. The Lincoln Journal Star says Republican Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska's 1st District plans to introduce a resolution that would create federal recognition for the Chief Standing Bear Trail. The Nebraska legislature has passed a resolution supporting the trail. The route, taken in 1877, runs from the Niobrara River in Nebraska to near what is now Ponca City, Oklahoma, and back to the Omaha site of the 1879 trial of Chief Standing Bear. The chief and his tribe became the first Native Americans to be recognized as persons within the meaning of the law, and for the first time in U.S. history, Native Americans could enjoy all the protections of the 14th Amendment and pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They could leave Indian territory and their reservations without threat of arrest and being held indefinitely without being charged. Northeastern State University has received a 5-year grant of $735,000 aimed at improving child welfare services in the Cherokee Nation. The university's Department of Social Work will partner with the tribe to enhance and support child welfare services. The funding is from the National Child Welfare Workforce Institute, which is a service of the U.S. Children's Bureau. Northeastern State University is one of 11 universities nationwide to receive the funding. The funding also pays for 8 internships for undergraduate students who are studying social work. Kimberly Dawn Logsdon of Chickasha, Oklahoma, was sentenced Thursday to 37 months in prison for embezzling from an Indian casino and failing to file a tax return, announced by Sanford C. Coates, United States Attorney for the Western District of Oklahoma. Logsdon was employed as a cashier clerk at the Silver Buffalo Casino in Anadarko, operated by the Apache Tribe of Oklahoma, from July 25, 2007, until her termination on December 3, 2008. During 5 days of trial testimony in December 2013, a jury heard evidence that from January of 2008 through November of 2008, Ms. Logsdon double-counted certain winning cash-out vouchers presented by casino customers for payment and kept a total of over $174,000. She duplicated payments by treating certain vouchers both as scanned by the computer system and as unscanned vouchers that were not entered into the casino's computer system. The evidence also showed that she knowingly failed to file a federal income tax return for 2008, in spite of the fact that she and her husband had at least $144,000 in gross gambling winnings between May and December of 2008. Logsdon was sentenced to 37 months in prison to be followed by 2 years of supervised release and restitution of over $174,000. The sentence was based in part on the court's finding that Ms. Logsdon testified falsely at trial about what she was doing on video surveillance footage. This case is the result of an investigation by the Bureau of Indian Affairs and IRS criminal investigation. Vincent Logan, a member of the Osage Nation, has been confirmed by the Senate to serve as special trustee for American Indians. The office has been vacant since Ross Swimmer, Cherokee Nation member, resigned in 2009. Logan was nominated by President Barack Obama in September 2012. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell said in a statement that Logan's asset management experience, legal experience, and extensive network of professional relationships in Indian country will be put to good use as the Department of the Interior works to build a stronger and more responsive trust asset management system for the nation's first Americans. Logan received his undergraduate degree from Oklahoma State University and his law degree from the University of Oklahoma College of Law. Logan relocated to New York in 1986 and attended the Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs. Logan was appointed to the Oklahoma State University Foundation Board of Governors in September of 2010. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.